From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A top government investigator from Britain says Russian President Vladimir Putin probably approved the 2006 assassination of Alexander Litvinenko, a Russian spy-turned-dissident. Litvinenko was living in exile in Britain when he was poisoned with radioactive polonium. Inquiry Chairman Robert Owen says the Russian government was responsible. The killing was carried out at a London hotel by two Russian agents. Here is Prime Minister David Cameron.
And this report confirms what we've always believed and what the last Labour government believed at the time of this dreadful murder, which is it was state-sponsored action.
In Moscow, a foreign ministry spokeswoman said she regretted the case has darkened bilateral relations. Three items were high on the agenda Thursday when Secretary of State John Kerry held discussions in Switzerland on the situation in Syria. Those items were a political transition in Syria, the plight of Americans missing in Iraq, and the fight against the Islamic State. Kerry's talks were taking place on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos. Falling oil prices have roiled world stock markets in the first weeks of 2016, but U.S. Treasury Chief Jack Lew says inexpensive oil is benefiting consumers across the globe. On Thursday, he told the annual World Economic Forum in Davos that with the crude oil now below $27 a barrel on the world market, consumers have more money in their pockets. The World Health Organization said Thursday a second person has tested positive for Ebola in Sierra Leone, where an outbreak of the virus had been declared over in November. The first case was reported last week when Ebola was detected in the body of a young woman. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter said Thursday that the 200 American commandos now in Iraq and Syria are carrying out raids on Islamic State targets. He spoke at a training school for French officers in Paris. Carter said there is a specialized expeditionary force in place that is preparing to work with the Iraqis to begin mounting raids.
For the defeat to be lasting in this way, it has to be achieved and sustained by local forces that are motivated and capable.
The Pentagon chief met Wednesday with his counterparts from France, Germany, Britain, Australia, Italy, and the Netherlands to plot strategy in their fight against the militants. The U.S. Defense Department says two detainees have been released from the U.S. detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, bringing the number released this month to 16. One was transferred to Bosnia and the other to Montenegro. The transfers reflect President Barack Obama's desire to close the facility. The rights group Amnesty International says the Turkish government's offensive against Kurdish militants amounts to collective punishment. The group says the offensive is putting tens of thousands of lives at risk. Turkish forces in July launched a new campaign of airstrikes and ground operations in Kurdish neighborhoods in southeast Turkey. British Prime Minister David Cameron said Thursday he was optimistic of securing an agreement to reform the European Union by February 17th. Such an agreement would secure Britain's future in the 28-nation bloc. Cameron said that he wants to make sure that the EU, as an organization, is good for those countries that are members of the Eurozone, but also good for those countries, like Britain, that do not want to join the Euro. Gunmen have opened fire at a checkpoint in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, killing five policemen, according to the country's interior ministry. The ministry said three policemen were also wounded in the late Wednesday attack in the center of El Arish, the largest city in the Sinai. A militant group, Al-Shabaab, has claimed responsibility for the attack on a restaurant in the Somali capital that a witness says killed at least two people and injured four. Attackers stormed the restaurant of the Lido Beach View Hotel Thursday evening, setting off explosions and firing on guests. China is drafting a law that, when passed, will impose tough restrictions on foreign non-government organizations, or NGOs. Analysts say the government sees some foreign NGOs as security risks and is creating a set of laws and procedures that will give it more power to investigate them. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.